So I've just arrived at a Reboot Britain in London on Savoy Street, or Road, and I'm presented with this, what looks like the early engineering of Terminator 2. What's your name, sir?
I'm Toby Borland.
Okay, Toby, explain what this device will do today.
Hopefully today this machine will go some way towards replicating itself. It's a kind of Heath Robinson looking affair, but it's actually a 3D printer. What's special about it? It was originally devised by Dr. Adrian Boyer of the University of Bath, and he set up this whole community of people. Well, he actually inspired them all. And they started going, oh, we can make this machine that will print copies of itself. So this is our version of it. We've got laser cut bits because we didn't have a machine to make the first parts of the machine. It's a kind of chicken and egg problem. So hopefully it's going to squirt hot plastic out of here. I've been told not to let people lick that during the session.
Okay.
And it will squirt it out like icing sugar, building up plastic pieces that will hopefully replace all these pieces for the Mark II.
Wow. So does it build it up in layers, or does it
yep.
just... So it's almost like I've seen something similar to this on an extreme level for creating PCB boards from lenses. From like 21 lenses, Cole's Eyes make it, where they print 140 wafers at a time.
Yeah.
Is this expensive to make? What sort of time scale did it take to make this?
There's a lot of swearing involved, I've noticed. I guess it took us about 3 weeks of late nights. It took gallons of coffee to put it together.
That's never a bad thing, though, surely.
It was good coffee. It was good Lavazza, you know?
So explain a little bit about the detail with the board and stuff. Was it from a spec that you already had, or did you improve on it? Or?
I've only contributed partly to this. There's a community of people who are consistently developing this. One of the amusing things about this machine is that there are about 20 different varieties out there at any one time, none of which are fully documented.
Right.
So this is ours, and we borrowed the board. Zach Hirkins has kindly started selling boards very cheaply for putting this stuff together with. Powering a couple of stepper motor boards.
Right.
And this is more or less just a pulse width driver, and this is a DC motor driver. It's pretty simple at the end of it. I mean, if I turn this thing on, you'll see that's just a solar bow gearbox. Now I'm hoping it's going to grip onto this thread of polycaprolactone, which is low melt plastic. That's my multimeter crapping out. This should squeeze it out the bottom. It's coming out in a filament, but I don't know if it's gripping it. I don't think it is. I've drawn some marks in it. It doesn't seem to be sucking it in. I may have to twiddle with the tightening.
Fair enough. So is there a domain, is there a website online that people can go
to?
Yes.
www.reprap.org. REPRAP.
Superb. Thank you very much for your time.
Not at all.